This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It's Wednesday, December 17th. I'm Elena Neal Sachs. The Monterey County District Attorney's Office is investigating an officer-involved shooting early Tuesday morning in Soledad. Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of a suspicious driver in a residential area who was playing loud music and was allegedly armed. Sheriff Tina Nieto says during the encounter, a deputy fired his gun, hitting the driver.
At the time of the shooting, there were two deputies on scene. One deputy was involved in the shooting with the suspect, who was armed with a rifle.
According to a press release, the driver was given first aid at the scene and then transported to a local hospital. The deputies weren't injured. Nieto says her office gave body camera footage to the DA's office. With some exemptions, body cam footage must be publicly released within 45 days under California law. For the last 6 weeks, children who crossed the U.S.-Mexico border alone have been stuck in federal custody at shelters across the country. The Trump administration has stopped releasing these kids to their families, but it's not explaining why. Reporter Mark Betancourt with the California Newsroom has more.
The Office of Refugee Resettlement currently holds 2,400 unaccompanied kids in shelters while officials make sure it's safe to release them to their parents or relatives, known as sponsors. But since early November, attorneys for migrant children say the Trump administration has virtually stopped releasing kids to sponsors, even when they've cleared the vetting process. Office of Refugee Resettlement data show that in October, the government released about 100 children to sponsors, but over the last month and a half, they've released a total of just four. ORR has not responded to requests to explain the current policy.
That was Mark Betancourt. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back with more local news tomorrow morning.